How to file a semi-annual EIC application for the first half of 2026. Eligibility, payment, and recovery. The semi-annual application period for the first half 2026 earned income tax credit is September 1, 2026. After checking the types of income earned by the applicant and spouse, their combined 2025 income, and their assets, you must apply through home tax. The amount paid may be supplemented or recovered during the 2027 settlement process. First, confirm that both the applicant and spouse have only earned income in 2026. Check the couple's combined total income for 2025 and the household members' total assets as of June 1, 2025. Prepare an identity verification method and the account information for receiving payment. Then apply through home tax from September 1 to 15, 2026. After applying, check the review status and the payment outcome by December 30, 2026, through home tax. Check the June 2027 settlement results and follow the applicable procedure if notified of an additional payment or recovery. Applications for the first half 2026 semi-annual earned income tax credit will be accepted from September 1 through September 15, 2026. Eligible households are those in which both the applicant and spouse have only earned income in 2026. Before applying, applicants should check their combined 2025 gross income with their spouse, household members' assets as of June 1, 2025, and an account in their own name. Applications can be submitted through the National Tax Service Home Tax menu under Incentives, Year-End Tax Settlement, and Donations and GT. Semi-annual Earned Income Tax Credit Application. Even if applicants have not received an application notice from the National Tax Service, they may apply directly if they believe they meet the requirements. Key requirements to check before applying: all of the following conditions must be reviewed. Type of income. Both the applicant and spouse must have only earned income in 2026. Gross income. The applicant's and spouse's combined 2025 gross income must be less than the threshold for their household type. Assets. The total assets of household members as of June 1, 2025 must be less than KRW 240 million. Other disqualifying conditions. The household must not fall under any general earned income tax credit exclusions, such as nationality requirements or being another resident's dependent child. Gross income thresholds and maximum calculated amounts by household type. Household type, combined 2025 gross income threshold for applicant and spouse, maximum annual calculated amount, single household, less than KRW 22 million KRW 1. 65 million single income household, less than KRW 32 million KRW 2. 85 million dual income household, less than KRW 44 million KRW 3. 3 million, the amounts in the table are annual maximums. The actual calculated amount varies depending on household type, total wages, and other factors, and a lower income does not always result in the maximum amount. Household type is classified based on whether the household has a spouse, dependent children, or direct descendants, as well as the income levels of the applicant and spouse. Detailed criteria should be checked on home tax. A household with a spouse may be classified as either single income or dual income, depending on each spouse's total wages and other factors. So applicants should verify the household type shown on home tax. Items included in assets. The total assets may include the following items owned by household members: homes, land, and buildings, passenger vehicles, giants deposits, and rental security deposits. Financial assets, such as savings and installment savings, securities, and membership rights. Rights to acquire real estate liabilities are generally not deducted when calculating assets. The reduction thresholds and payment rates based on total assets should be checked in the home tax guidance for the applicable year. How to apply through home tax. 1. Check the type of income. Check whether the applicant or spouse has any income other than earned income in 2026, such as business income or religious worker income. Do not base the determination solely on whether a business is registered. Use the income information that will actually be reported. 2. Prepare household, income, and asset information. Checking the following information in advance can reduce application errors. Household composition, according to resident registration and spouse information, combined 2025 gross income of the applicant and spouse assets held by each household member as of June 1, 2025. A means of identity verification, an account number in the applicant's name for receiving the credit, the individual authentication number, if an application notice was received from the National Tax Service. 3. Access home tax during the application period. Access home tax from September 1 through September 15, 2026, and go to incentives, year-end tax settlement, and donations and GT. Semi-annual earned income tax credit application. Those who received an application notice can review the fulfilled information, while applicants who did not receive a notice can enter the information themselves and apply. Notice recipients who have difficulty using the internet may use the official application methods shown in the notice, such as the National Tax Service's automated telephone service. It is advisable to confirm the telephone number and eligible users again in the National Tax Service notice for the applicable year. 4. Review the application before submission. Check the following items again before submitting: whether any income other than earned income, including the spouse's income, has been omitted, whether June 1, 2025, rather than the application date, was used as the asset reference date, whether Giant's deposits and financial assets were included, whether the account number and account holder information are correct. 5. Check receipt and review results after applying. Check home tax to confirm receipt and monitor the review status. The estimated amount stated in the application notice is not the final payment amount. The National Tax Service determines eligibility and the payment amount after reviewing income and asset information. Payment amount and December payment method. The payment for the first half is calculated based on 35% of the estimated annual calculated amount. Amounts that pass review are scheduled to be paid by December 30, 2026. However, the actual deposited amount may differ, or payment may be withheld in the following cases. The total assets fall within a reduction range, there is a statutory reason for deduction, such as allocation toward delinquent taxes, the scheduled first half payment falls under a payment withholding threshold. Collected income and asset information indicates a high likelihood of future recovery. The application details differ from information verified by the National Tax Service. The semi-annual application system does not finalize the credit based solely on first half wages. It is an advance payment and settlement structure in which a portion is paid first and then recalculated after annual income is confirmed. Automatic second half application and 2027 settlement applying for the first half of 2026 is treated as also applying for the second half of 2026. So the same household generally does not need to apply again for the second half. The National Tax Service will verify the annual income and asset requirements for 2026 and settle the annual credit in June 2027. If the amount received in advance is less than the final calculated amount, the difference will be paid additionally. If the amount received in advance is greater than the final calculated amount, the excess may be recovered. If the final requirements are not met, the entire amount already paid may be subject to recovery. If the applicant or spouse is found to have income other than earned income, such as business income, the household will be excluded from semi-annual payment eligibility, and the application may be treated as a regular application and processed according to the regular review schedule. In this case, the settlement timing may differ from that of households making standard semi-annual applications based solely on earned income. Treatment when business income is also earned. The semi-annual application system is designed to allow households with only earned income to receive part of the credit in advance, in line with when wages are earned. If the applicant or spouse also has business income or similar income, Accurately calculating the credit before annual income is finalized is difficult, so the application is processed under the regular application method. For example, even if the applicant receives only wages from a company, the household may not be treated as having only earned income if the spouse has business income. Applicants should also check whether money received from delivery, sales, or freelance activities was submitted as business income under tax law. Having income other than earned income does not immediately eliminate eligibility for the credit. It means that, instead of receiving semi-annual payments, the household will undergo a regular review after annual income is finalized. Final eligibility is determined based on all requirements, including gross income and assets. Preliminary checks to reduce recovery risk for the 2026 review, the collection of local tax assessment information will be moved forward, allowing the National Tax Service to withhold first half payments in advance for some applicants who are expected to face recovery at settlement. Payment withholding does not immediately mean final disqualification. The final settlement will be based on subsequently confirmed annual income and assets. To reduce the possibility of recovery, it is important to check the following before applying: the spouse's types of income, including wages, business income, and religious worker income, changes in annual wages due to leaving a job mid-year, changing jobs, or working for multiple employers, household members, real estate, vehicles, savings, and joint deposits differences between household. Members entered in the application and National Tax Service information, whether the estimated calculated amount has been mistaken for an already finalized payment amount, if the National Tax Service requests corrections or supporting information. Documents explaining the facts must be submitted within the specified period. Required documents, such as lease agreements, wage statements, and family relationship records, vary depending on the reason for the request. Records to keep after applying applicants should not stop after checking the application completion screen. It is advisable to retain the following records: receipt number and application date, household type, displayed at the time of application, income and asset details, entered or reviewed payment account information, National Tax Service correction requests and submitted documents, payment determination, and 2027 settlement notice. These records can help identify what information changed, if the payment amount differs from the estimate or a recovery notice is received. In particular, it is safer to retain objective documentation of the asset reference date and the spouse's type of income rather than relying solely on memory from the time of application. Differences between regular and semi-annual applications, category semi-annual application, regular application, primary eligible households, households in which both the applicant and spouse have only earned income, eligible households with earned income, business income, religious worker income, or similar income, first half 2026 application, September 1, 2026, not applicable payment structure, partial advance payment of the estimated annual calculated amount, followed by settlement payment after review based on annual income procedure, after first half application, automatic second half. Application and settlement. The following year application during the regular application period, the following year possibility of excess payment recovery may occur depending on the settlement result relatively low because finalized annual information is used. Households with only earned income may review whether the semi-annual or regular application method is available to them, but they cannot receive duplicate credit payments for the same income year.